So students need to develop both depth and breadth of word knowledge. Now, depth is determined by the amount an individual knows about a word, such as recognizing the word, attaching meaning to the word, and using the word. And word breadth refers to the ways that the individual can connect the word to other words. For example, seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting are connected as forms of sensory data. Teaching students about the connections between words, such as ones between antonyms and synonyms, expands word knowledge.